Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to join the winners on the current events quiz. Take C, win two pairs of Wrangler five-star premium denim jeans. Built with a U-shaped construction, giving you more room where you need it most. So they don't cut and bind like V-pattern jeans. You know what
like
I mean?
Like leather breeches.
Like the leather breeches Julie's wearing. They cut real
it's
nice.
It's beginning to look a lot like leather season.
Also, a three-pack of Sam Bass Sanderson Snowman autograph posters. Learn more about Sam Bass, NASCAR's first officially licensed artist. Click on Sam Bass link at TheBigShow.com. As you can hear, our funny baby dog, Julie Scoggins, one of our favorites in the Big Show studio, getting ready to play the Comedy Zone, Greensboro, North Carolina, tonight and tomorrow night. Y'all listen up around Pikeville, Kentucky. You got her the day after Christmas at your Comedy Zone.
Get the family out.
And then y'all listen to us at 101.5 WQUT, where we rule the Tri-Cities. Julie will be at the Comedy Zone, Johnson City. And the 27th and 28th, then at the first of the year, 3rd and 4th, Fort Mill, South Carolina Comedy Zone, January 11th, The Loft in Columbus, Georgia, January 12th, Howl at the Moon, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, February 12th through the 15th, the Carolina Comedy Club, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So y'all heard.
And back there again for Bike Week in May, too.
I hear you.
Myrtle Beach.
I hear you, baby. You like doing them bike shows. What's talking? But ago, you did one outside of Fayetteville. First time Julie's ever had gunfire at one of her shows.
I was in Fayetteville. I was down there at the Southern Riders. Hey, guys. They had a target set up behind the stage, but I didn't know that. That's their little country club down there. Right. They do what they want to. But I've never been. The stage was outside. I've never been on a stage before. And how pop, 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 pop. I'm hitting the deck, man. I thought it took me a minute to remember, hey, I'm in their yard, you know.
And what was the other one you said? There was a show where there was a dog in the audience?
Well, there was one at that show, too.
You were talking about the other dog that showed up.
The second time. I love y'all's audiences. I'm just going to say that right now.
And she said he was sitting in a seat. I said, well, at least he bought a ticket.
He had his own chair and was better behaved than about half of the people in there. Except for that licking. That was good. One of them was in Floyd, Virginia. Boy, that's back in the woods.
Yeah, buddy.
Your cell phone quits at the big road. Get back up and don't be you doing no U-scan at the grocery store jokes to those people because they ain't got one in that whole town. Oh, my God. Thanksgiving was awesome.
Did you have a good one?
Oh, man, I didn't wear these pants, I'll tell you that. Well. These suckers right here, I keep hoping they're going to stretch a little bit. I went to the Goodwill day before Thanksgiving and bought maternity pants. That's the best Thanksgiving pants I ever had in my life, boy. They come in camo. What?
All right.
I wore them.
You back in them leather pants now, so you all right.
Yeah, yeah. I like it when I've never had Thanksgiving at my house. Yeah, that's a lot of work, man. Yeah. I like it when everybody just has an assignment, you know, to bring something.
Right.
My assignment this year, my cousin's wife said, bring apple pie.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know it was the kind you eat.
Yours was in a jar, I'm guessing.
I have been hanging out in Middle Tennessee entirely too much. Oh, I said on the lighter side, if the power goes out, we can light it for heat and light.
Brought apple pie.
It was a covered dish. Yeah. It had a lid on it. You can't cook for a whole bunch of people anyway. So everybody's got youngins allergic to every damn thing. What the hell is a gluten? What is a gluten? I had never heard of that. My whole childhood growing up, Charlie Brown Christmas does not say anything about gluten. Nothing in it. I mean, you didn't hear about ancient Egyptians calling in sick. The world has existed, the human race, that's the major staple of their diet for 10,000 years. You hear people like, and the Egyptians working on the pyramids calling in sick going, I can't even get in the same room with the wheat straw brick. That is not. It's wheat, right? That's what somebody told me. It's wheat.
I knew it was in bread or something. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. It's just, I know. It's been around for thousands of years. Now, all of a sudden, you can't even get on a seat that's got a wheat grain sitting on it, or your butt gets a rash. I don't know. It's aggravating, though. Everybody getting so wussy, you know. Them cheerings. The insurance is getting. Oh, and I want to thank. Oh, I about forgot. I want to thank all the fans, the guys down in Augusta, Georgia, for helping me out with that apple pie assignment.
Okay.
I've had a shout out wrote down here to be sure to thank them. So I'm going to go, and when this rain quits, I guess I'm going to have my decorations up this weekend. I'm hoping. Y'all decorate? You don't do that.
My wife does, yeah.
You're out in the country. Shoot, your idea of Christmas decorating is throwing feed corn in the yard. Like a do-it-yourself nativity. John Boy style. I like decorating. I put stuff on my house and buy a tree. You like colored lights?
Oh, yeah.
Who likes colored lights? Y'all like colored lights?
Yeah, I like colored lights.
Who likes white lights only? Anybody in here like white lights only? Yeah,
and Andy behind the glass.
Jackie does.
She likes white
lights. Are you a white light supremacist? You snooty heifer, you. That's the snooty ones like all them white lights.
And don't get her started on gluten either.
It'll make you Putin. That's what they tell me. Jackie be peeping through the curtains going, oh, crap, them colored light people's moving into our neighborhood. There goes the property value. I just hate taking that stuff down, but hey, I know how it is up in Graham. Y'all just leave it up and plug it back in.
Go to all that trouble. Gonna need it next year.
Yeah. I know. I like Christmas lights. Tell you the truth, I leave them up all year round anyway. I don't care. I hate getting in the mall.
You don't do much mall shopping.
I don't even try. I'm too tall for one thing. They ain't got anything. When the Asian women start being 6'2", I'll get some decent clothes made. I can't find a daggum thing. They'll kill you in the mall. I mean, all these the Black Friday stuff. Yeah. I'm embarrassed for people around the world to see video of how people in America act. And you go and you look at occurrences in other parts of the country. In Spain, you got the running of the bulls in Pamplona. We got the running of the heifers in Walmart on Black Friday morning. It's disgraceful. I tried to think, what would I possibly run like that for? Nothing. I might run that away from something, like fire. But I am not acting. My neighbors got their kids a trampoline last year because they got insurance. And I went over. They went to the beach, and I went over and jumped on it. Did you know that jumping on a trampoline can cure constipation? It can. I know. I was more surprised than you are right now.
Neighbors went to the beach.
Yeah.
You and jumped on the grass.
Knock it out of there. Yeah. But I want to tell your folks, too, I want to say thank you so much for letting me come in here and promote my shows. And y'all are just like family. And the people that come to the shows is selling them out on the road. Mm-hmm. And the John Boy and Billy listeners deliver.
Well,
I mean,
there you go.
And
well, they love you, man. We hear about all the time, Julie.
I'm humbled. I am. It's just, and if y'all, there's a lot of cities that y'all are in that don't have a comedy club, and I want to go there and do shows too.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm gonna be working on that for 2014. Y'all can check my website is juliescoggins.com and email me through there and tell me what you got. Where are you? What you got a good venue, theater?
That'll be great. You can come up with something. All you need is four walls, and not necessarily, as you said, you go.
And I still got my mistletoe belt buckles, y'all, for Christmas.
It's perfect for Christmas.
And I got a new shirt real quick. It says, just because you have one doesn't mean you have to act like one.
There's a picture of a jackass on it backing up.
And you got red hair, too. Look at that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Julie, all right, y'all. You the baby. All right. Julie Scoggins tonight, tomorrow night, Comedy Zone in Greensboro, North Carolina, then through Johnson City, Tennessee, Fort Mill, South Carolina, Columbus, Georgia, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Check out juliescoggins.com. All right, baby. Be careful out there.
I love y'all.
I love you more.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, baby. All right, told you about the prize package we're playing for. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
The Denver Post newspaper makes it easier to stay informed on one of Colorado's hottest topics. Marijuana.
I figured. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Take C, you win. Next.